Head coach Chip Kelly's squad has won 5 games in a row, and this Sunday they face a Minnesota Vikings team that has won only 3 games all year. But with so much online for the Eagles, they simply can't afford to look past the Vikings.
We respect all, but we fear none, and that's just a concept that we've always had. I mean, I think any given Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whenever you have to play, you know, there's another opponent out there on the field, and anytime you don't take them for what they are, then you're bound to be on the losing end of it. So.
Running back Adrian Peterson has not yet practiced this week, and with one of the best players in the entire National Football League possibly sidelined for this Sunday's matchup, here's a name to watch. Cordarrelle Patterson, the rookie receiver and returner, has provided a spark for the Vikings.
You know, he's a guy that can make plays no matter where he gets the ball. Like you said, special teams, offense. So they're going to try to put him in positions to make plays, you know, whether it's outside in the slot, reverses. So I think everybody will see a lot of him. And, you know, it's our responsibility to stop him.
After last Sunday's epic snowball, the Eagles this Sunday will play in a controlled environment at Mall of America Field. However, there's one thing that they must account for, the crowd noise.
Obviously, it's going to be a little bit louder, but we work with sound since the first day of practice. So, you know, you're going to have to make an adjustment when you get there, but besides that, not many adjustments you can make. So
when you can, have controlled chaos in a practice, and then get used to dealing with the, you know, you can't hear the guy next to you because the music's loud or whatever's loud. Yeah, communication. It's very important to over communicate because it does take all 11 guys on a play, you know, to achieve, you know, to have a good play. So dealing with that in practice. Dealing with the signals, dealing with the silent count, or, you know, you go cadence, whatever it may be, is huge, and that's why we practice it. That's why we have that at practice. So when we do get in that environment, we have been practicing in that environment, and it doesn't catch us off guard.
Sunday's coverage of the Eagles-Vikings game begins at 11 a.m., leading up to our kickoff show at 12:30 p.m. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the latest updates regarding your Philadelphia Eagles.